Welcome back to another edition of This Week in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and I'm joined this week by Regional Counselor Colin Best. We're almost into the new year, Colin, and with the new year comes a busy week of budget talk. You have the town budget on Monday, Halton budget on Wednesday, and then in a few days' time, you'll have yet another council meeting on Monday. It's a busy time for you.
Yeah, we've got a lot of exciting news this week. Actually, Monday we had the approval of the town budget. The first time in almost 20 years, unanimous vote in favor of a 2.19 net increase, which includes a number of programs and projects, and including the staffing of six new firefighters at Station 5 in Louisiana. On Wednesday, we had the presentation of all the regional budgets, including the police and the conservation authorities, which is going to approval next Wednesday, the 16th, for approval, which I don't see a problem because we're looking at a net of 1.8% from the region, despite the provincial downloading and shortfalls. And also Monday, we have Milton Council meeting for the approval of budget. But also the exciting news is the next steps to the Milton Education Village, including agreements with Conestoga College, Laurier University, and getting the secondary plan moving ahead to get things going in the next year or two.
Now, I know, Colin, you know where the MEV, the Milton Education Village, is located. It's just on Tremaine by the Velodrome. But I was wondering, how big is the Education Village looking to be?
The town property is 150 acres. It's part of the entire village concept of 450 acres, which includes three private owners that are working very closely with the town. And you'll be hearing more announcements on the 15th as well.
Colin, when it comes to getting a post-secondary campus, I'd imagine it's a very important thing for Milton residents. You know, we've just gone through a school year where, you know, staying home was kind of a key thing. And there are a lot of high school students here in Milton that are probably looking to be closer to home and seeing that value in that. So I'm going to ask you, I know how obvious of a question it is, but how important is this campus to Milton?
Well, it's great because we have close to 2,000 students a year graduating from the four and soon to be six high schools in Milton. This could be a situation where students could just learn from kindergarten right up to university or college level without having to leave town, which some parents may like or not like. But it increases the ability of the town to attract talented people and involve the improved transit back and forth to the university and college. And also we're looking at a number of other programs through the rest of the owners, for long-term care, possible hospice, and other discussions. So you'll be hearing more about that Monday night.
All right, Colin, I know we don't have too much time, so I'll let you go here. Thank you so much for joining me.
Okay, take care, Cameron. Have a good weekend.
You as well. Thank you so much, Colin. That is Colin Best, Regional Counselor for Ward 1. We are hoping to get his running mate, his tag team partner, Christina Tesser-Dirksen. She's the town counselor for Ward 1. You never know with the holiday season if people are going to be available or not, so we'll try anyways. But in the meantime, I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.